أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله تعالى من هذه الأيام يعني أيام العشر قالوا ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله ثم لم يرجع من ذلك بشيء أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected Ulama Ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, it is the manifest mercy, compassion and kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you and I find ourselves on the cusp, that is just before a very, very great opportunity. This parable or example is often given that there were three people that went to a river or a stream. One person came back with one cup of water. One person came back with a bucket of water. And the third person filled up an entire truck. The issue was not the availability or the shortage of the water. The issue was the preparation and the manner in which the person who filled the truck maximized the opportunity that was presented to him. You and I, my respected brothers, by the fadl and great grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are being presented with what perhaps may constitute, maybe we can say after Ramadan or even equivalent to Ramadan, an opportunity which can be described in the expression of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he said, afdalu ayyamid dunya, afdalu ayyamid dunya. Important for us to note is that Ramadan is not being excluded from this expression of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, of all the days in the world, contextualize it in this year, solar calendar 365 days, Islamic calendar 355 days. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, afdal, the most virtuous, the greatest, the most auspicious. He didn't say ba'da Ramadan or illa Ramadan, without Ramadan or with the exception of Ramadan. Afdal ayyamid dunya. He said, of all the days in the entire year, ayyamul ashr, these first 10 days of Zulhijjah are the most virtuous days in the entire Islamic calendar. Even greater than the days of Ramadan. These are those days, the verses of the Quran, which I recited in the beginning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam and oath. Many, many times we have mentioned this. Quran is asdaqul kalam. It is the most truthful speech. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزَلْ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There is absolutely no doubt in the Quran. Every word, every letter of the Quran is haq. When we listen to Quran from the heart, before we even comprehend what Allah is saying, the heart must say, La rayba fi, there is absolutely no doubt in this kalam. So there is no need for Allah to take even one qasam or oath in the Quran. This is Allah's compassion and kindness. This is where things are highlighted for us. Wal Fajr, literal translation, Allah is taking qasam of daybreak. The dawn of Fajr, by the hour of the daybreak. Mufassirin consensus, which daybreak is Allah taking qasam on in this expression, Wal Fajr. They say it is the dawn or the daybreak of the 10th of Zulhijjah. Wal Fajr. Walayalin Ashar. Literal translation, 10 nights. However, those who are familiar with Arabic language and particularly Quranic terminology, we find the word layl and yom, day and night, are interchanged. For example, in the incident of Zakariya alayhi salam, thalatha layalin ashiya, one place Allah says layal, one place thalatha ta'iyam, Allah says 3 days, one place 3 nights. This expression interchanges. So majority of the mufassireen, walayalin ashir, what is Allah taking qasam on? The first 10 days and nights of Zulhijjah. Wal Fajr, one qasam. Wayalin ashir, second qasam. Wal layli idha yasar, by the oath of the night as it passes the day. Here also, many mufassireen of the opinion, what qasam is Allah taking? The night that falls between the 9th and 10th of Zulhijjah. Wal Fajr, walayalin ashir, washaf'i wal watr, washaf'i wal watr, washaf'i wal watr, by the oath of the even and the odd. Even and odd, what is it? 10th of Zulhijjah, which is an even number. 9th of Zulhijjah, which is an odd number. So how many qasams and oaths? Wal Fajr, one qasam. Wal Ayalin Ashar, second qasam. Wal Shaf'i, wal Watr, third, fourth qasam. Wal Layli Idha Yasar. This I already mentioned. One translation, the night, as it is interchanged by day, as it passes day. More clearer translation than Mufassirin give of this, they say, Wal Layli Idha Yasar refers to the last and most superior section of the night. Why am I saying most superior? Most afzal, best section of the night? Referring to another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, unfortunately, my respected brothers, majority of us, we have lost touch with the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Throughout the Quran, many verses, وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ وَسَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلُ قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ تَقُومُ أَدْنَى مِنْ ثُلُثَيِ اللَّيْلِ وَنِصْفَهُ وَثُلُثًا وَطَائِفَةٌ مِنَ الَّذِينَ مَعَكَ. Many verses in the Quran, Allah describes the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what was his night? Head in sajda, where our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha describes it. She says, at times this waham, this ghuman would enter my heart that the Habib of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away. He would become so still, so long that sajda would be. She says, I would draw nearer to establish what has happened. She says, as I came nearer, one narration, she says, I would hear the sound of a boiling kettle coming from the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ghazirun ka ghaziril mirjal. Ya Rabbi ummati, ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati, ummati. Ulama say, jab ummat raaton ko roya karte the, to phir din mein hasa karte the. At a time when this ummah used to cry at night, in the day they would be smiling. Today the ummah is crying in the day, is being slaughtered and persecuted, when our nights are no longer the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I digressed. This is a daily opportunity. Yanzilu Rabbuna tabaraka wa ta'ala, heena yabqa thuluthul layli al-akhir. At the last third of every night, Allah Ta'ala descends, a descension in keeping with His greatness. And Allah calls out, Hal min mustaghfir fa aghfir ala, Hal min sa'il fa a'ti ala, Hal min mustansir fa ansir ala, Hal min ta'ibin fa atuba ilay, various riwayat. Every night, last third of the night, Allah descends, a descension in keeping with His greatness. And Allah calls out, is there anyone that has any need that I may grant it to him? Is there anyone that is in trouble, I may remove his difficulty? Is there anyone that has some problem, musibat, calamity? Call out to you, Allah. Your Allah is calling out to you. Allah is ready to fulfill. Allah is ready to grant. Allah is ready to remove whatever calamity or difficulty you are experiencing. I digressed for this reason. This is daily. And wallayli idha yasar, mufassirin say, that section, that last section of the night, this is the fifth qasam that Allah Ta'ala is taking in Surah Al-Fajr. And they say specifically, Allah is referring to the last section of the night of the 9th of Zulhijjah that precedes the 10th of Zulhijjah. Coming back to what we were talking about, an opportunity is staring each and every one of us in the face. A period that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَفْضَلُ أَيَّامِ الدُّنْيَا أَيَّامُ الْعَشَرِ. This is the best 10 days in the entire Islamic calendar. Ulama say the only exclusion to the afdaliyat, Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi said, because in the last 10 nights of Ramadan is Laylatul Qadr, this is why the last 10 nights of Ramadan are superior. After that, the best days in the Islamic calendar. Come back to the hadith of narrated by not an ordinary sahabi. This is Bahrul Ummah. This is Tarjumanul Quran. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. And again I'm digressing, my respected brothers. One is the sahabi narrates the hadith. More important for you and I to take note of is what was the effect of this hadith on Abdullah bin Abbas, the beloved cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ahle Bayt, Ali Rasul, that maqam, that status. He was known as Bahrul Ulum, Tarjumanul Quran among Sahaba. He was a youngster when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. His family members say he is the narrator of this hadith, and they say during these 10 days that Abdullah bin Abbas was referring to, they say he would exert himself in the ibadat and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that it was almost as if we could not see him, as if he had passed away from the world. One is the sahabi narrates the hadith, the other is the effect of this hadith on the life of that particular sahabi. Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, ma min ayamin al-amalu salihu fiha ahabba ila Allah ta'ala min hadhihi al-ayyam. Literal translation, he said, there are no days in which your ibadat, in which your worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more beloved to Allah than on these days. In other words, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Whatever you do, contextualize this, what does this mean? It means in Ramadan, if you read 2 rakats nafil salah, and on these 10 days of Zulhijjah, you read 2 rakats nafil salah, according to this hadith of my beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ahabba ila Allah, the 2 rakat salah that you will read in the first 10 days of Zulhijjah is more beloved than the 2 rakat nafil salah that you read in Ramadan. The Quran that you will read in these 10 days, you read Quran in Ramadan, you read Quran in these 10 days, the Quran that you will read in these 10 days, ahabba ila Allah ta'ala, are more beloved to Allah than even the Quran that you will read in Ramadan. The reason I am breaking it down, we've heard the translation, what's the need to break it down like this? My respected brothers, is the general apathy. The general apathy, the general manner, illa mashallah, that most of us have an inconsequential attitude towards these 10 days that are coming. Many of us, it's preparation for Eid. Many of us, there are games that are going on, commercial enterprises that are going on, masturat parading openly. Young Muslim girls and boys in these fetes and in these galas and in these marketplaces in anticipation of Eid, where every command of Allah is being broken. This is an opportunity that is coming. This is a chance that is coming. Nevertheless, we've got time constraints. Unfortunately, the time is running. Coming back to this hadith, my master sallallahu alayhi wasallam is preparing sahaba. He says to them, there are no days. There are no days in the Islamic calendar wherein you will do good deeds and it is more beloved to Allah than on these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, the first 10 days. Immediately, and this we've mentioned many times. One is to just listen to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My respected brothers, take it to heart. Try and visualize the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was the reaction of Sahaba to this expression of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How did they react? He said to them, there are no days you will do good deeds. It is more beloved to Allah Ta'ala than on these 10 days. Without hesitation, Sahaba burst out. Qalu, not one, many Sahaba. When they heard this, what did they burst out? Walal jihadu fi sabilillah. Ya Rasulullah, what are you saying? Ya Rasul, this is layman's translation. Ya Rasulullah, what are you saying? Are you saying that the ibadat, my zikr, my tilawat, my tasbihat, my nafil salah, in these 10 days is more virtuous than jihad in the path of Allah, striving in the path of Allah? Why was this question asked? Why was their reaction like this? This is what you and I need to understand. Such an environment existed in Medina Munawwara. Such an effort Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam made on Sahaba Ikram, that each one's heart was conditioned to understand and accept that after Iman, the pinnacle, the height of a mu'min was to sacrifice his life and wealth in the way of Allah. From the day they accepted Islam, the seed was planted in the hearts of Sahaba that the goal is your Iman and Islam is not just for yourself. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatul lil alameen. He is a mercy for the entire alam. So everything that he brought, every aspect of rahmat and mercy that my Nabi came with, is not only for myself. My life and my blood must be spent in the way of Allah, so that every person on the surface of this earth is introduced to the rahmat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was conditioned in the hearts of Sahaba. Like I said, we have time constraint. If you want to understand it, take one or two other ahadith. Sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Dullani ala amal. Ya Rasulullah, show me an action. Show me an action. Show me an amal, which is more virtuous than striving in the path of Allah. What does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Clear hadith, Bukhari Muslim Sharif hadith, La ajiduhu. He says, oh my Sahabi, I cannot find any action that will be equivalent in reward to striving in the path of Allah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on, he explains to the Sahabi, Hal tastatiya, do you have the ability when a man leaves to go out in the path of Allah, and tadkhula masjidak, that you enter your masjid, and tusalliya wala taftur, وَتَصُومْ وَلَا تُفْتِرْ. Start salah, nafil salah. He is striving in the path of Allah. You reading salah in the masjid. You carry on with that salah. He went out for 30 days, 40 days, 1 month, 2 months, whatever period he went out. You make salah in the masjid and don't make salam till he returns. Start fasting now, don't make iftar till he returns. He said, أَوَأُتِيكُ ذَلِكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. They said, Ya Rasulullah, can anyone have the ability to do something like this? Rasulullah said, if you had the ability, then too you will not get the reward that man is getting striving in the path of Allah. This I am mentioning to contextualize, make us understand this reaction of Sahaba. Walal jihadu fi sabilillah. Ya Rasulullah, what are you saying? Striving in the path of Allah, and the amal, the nafil amal, the tilawat, the zikr, the tasbihat, the dua that we will make in the first 10 days of Zulhijjah is even more virtuous than striving in the path of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes. Even more virtuous. Even more virtuous than jihad fi sabilillah, with one exception. What is the exception? Rajulun kharaja bi nafsihi wa malihi thumma lam yarja min dhalika bi shay. He said the only exception is that person who took 100% his life, 100% his wealth, and he went out in the path of Allah and never came back. He gave everything in the path of Allah. Besides him, that one exception, somebody else went out in the path of Allah and came back, greater than his reward is the amal that you will do in the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Another hadith, unfortunately time constraints we have, just few more minutes. Ma min ayyamin ahabba ila Allah ta'ala aw qala a'zamu 'inda Allah wa la ahabba ilayhi al-'amal feehinna min 'ashr dhil-hijjah. One other hadith, sanad is a little bit weak. Ya'dilu siyam kulli yawmin minha bi siyam sana wa qiyam kulli laylatin minha bi qiyam laylatil qadr. Allahu Akbar. Like I said, I've run out of time, so very, very quickly. How virtuous? What an opportunity this presents. Visualize in our minds the example I gave in the beginning. After these 10 days, are we going to be the person with the truck, or are we going to be the person with the small teacup? How much are we going to take from the mercy of Allah in this season when the doors of the heavens are open? In this season when ulama say, majority of the mufassirin say, these days are so virtuous. These are the days that Allah spoke directly to Musa alayhi salam on. They say these are the days that verse of the Quran was revealed. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. These are the days of Arafah. These are the days where my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Khairud Dua, Dua Yomi Arafah. These are the days Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala who said, Bikulli Yom, Alf Yom, each of these 10 days of Zilhijjah, one day is equal to 1,000 days. Wa Yom Arafah, Ashratu Alafi Ayyam. He said, the day of Arafah is equivalent to 10,000 days. These are the days wherein, kaan khol kar sun lena, more than Allah frees on Laylatul Qadr from Jahannam, Allah frees on these 10 days, particularly the day of Arafah, more souls from Jahannam than Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, we were not told exactly when it is. So for 10 nights, i'tikaf, we exerted ourselves. This day, 9th of Zulhijjah, Arafah that is coming, my Nabi said, Ma min yawmin akthar min an yu'tiq Allahu fihi abdan min an-nar min yawmi Arafah. Allah does not free on any day, more people from Jahannam than He frees on the day of Arafah. Such a season is coming. Coming back to that hadith I mentioned, he said the fast, first 9, obviously on the 10th we're not allowed to fast. First 9 days of Zulhijjah, the fast of each day is equivalent to fasting for 1 year. The ibadat, the tahajjud of the night of the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, each night, yadilu qiyamu kulli laylatin minha biqiyami laylatil qadr. Stand up for that night on ibadat and Allah will reward you as if you stood on laylatul qadr in ibadat. Such an opportunity is coming. Unfortunately, I've run out of time. One very important thing that the Quran highlights, particularly for these days. The hadith I mentioned, Rasulullah ﷺ said, there are no days more beloved, more auspicious than these 10 days. And what did he say? فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّحْمِيدِ وَالتَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ.
He said, "Oh my ummah, increase on these 10 days. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, the famous zikr, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd." Sahaba. It is mentioned about Abu Huraira. It's mentioned about Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. And in the Hanafi Mazhab it is mustahab. Sahaba during these 10 days, at least from the 9th to the 13th, we know the zikr after every Fard Salah is wajib. We read it. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar walillahi alhamd. Sahaba would even go to the marketplace of Medina and they would recite loudly, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar walillahi alhamd. Wa adhin fi an-nas bil حج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق ليشهدوا منافع لهم. When Allah speaks about Hajj, Allah says ليشهدوا منافع لهم ويذكر اسم الله في أيام معلومات. And Allah says in these 10 days, in these days, the word Quran uses أيام معلومات, the known days. What does Allah want from you and I? What is Quran highlighting? يذكر اسم الله. Remember Allah. Make the zikr of Allah. Take the name of Allah. Coming back to that hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّسْبِيحِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ وَالتَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ. Excessively, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Bring alive the kibriyai of Allah, the tasbihat of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. And this I will terminate. Mu'az bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam sending him for da'wat and tabligh to Yemen. In that same incident, my Nabi tells him, Muaz, when you come back to Medina, you will find my qabr, you will not find me. He bursts into tears. In that same interaction, Muaz asks Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam one question. What was this question? He says, Ya Rasulullah, Ayyul amali ahabbu ilallah. What is the most beloved action in the sight of Allah? What does my Nabi say to Muaz bin Jabal? Anta muta wa lisanuka ratban bi dhikrillah. Muaz, ensure that at the time of your mouth, your tongue is wet with the zikr of Allah. These 10 days, this is the preparation for us. Stay away from masiyat. The least, for Allah's sake, every one of us, make this determination. 5 times salah with jamaat in the masjid. Say inshallah. Increase of recitation of Quran, zikrullah, stay away from the bazaar, stay away from the other attractions. Try and increase our sadaqah, try and increase our fasting. In the rest of the year, we are not getting an opportunity as the one that is lying right in front of us. Allah give us tawfiq wa khidmah.